Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Acts chapter 9, verse 22. Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. Expect the unexpected. Heard that one in your sport? Coaching teams spend hours analysing athletes, their habits, movements, stats, looking for an edge. But still nothing is guaranteed in sport. That's why we love it, right? The magic moment, the crazy comeback, the script rewritten in an instant. If you've been in sport for any length of time, you'll know the wisdom in expecting the unexpected and understand why that makes sport so thrilling. Well, the story of the early church is as unexpected and thrilling as any unexpected sports story. Through Acts chapter 7 to 9, against a backdrop of immense persecution, we see two incredible examples of God working out his unstoppable game plan for the world. The first is Philip, a disciple who found himself in Samaria. After a divine encounter with an angel, he meets an Ethiopian official who's searching for answers as he reads a portion of scripture. Philip, ready and willing, jumps into the official's chariot and explains the gospel to him. After receiving Christ, Philip baptizes him in the water on the side of the road. Always expect the unexpected, eh? I'm sure Philip didn't anticipate his day turning out the way it did. But through faithful obedience, God continues to achieve his plan through him. If that shocked the Christians in Jerusalem, what happens next was truly unexpected. Saul was a devout Jew, leading the persecution towards Jesus' followers and set on destroying the early church. But God had other plans for him. Acts chapter 9 records the incredible moment when Saul meets Jesus on the road to Damascus and is radically changed from being an opponent of Jesus to suddenly being on his team and joining others in the spreading of the gospel under his new name, Paul. We read in Acts chapter 9, verse 22, "Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah." Think about your team. Who have you already written off, assuming they'd never be interested in Jesus? A coach? A captain? The most vocal opponent of faith? How can you remain faithful in praying for them and witnessing to them? And who might be the Ethiopian official in your sports club? Someone searching, asking questions, or just curious? Could you be the one to step in, like Philip, and help them see Jesus more clearly? It's not always easy, and we can often bottle opportunities or say things slightly wrong. Remember, God's grace is ongoing, and you're safe in his team before you even step out of the car and start your game day. But maybe today is a day to expect the unexpected and ask God to use you for his purposes as you compete in your game day. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you that your gospel can reach every heart, however hard or distant it might seem. Through your Holy Spirit, please give me power and courage, like Philip, to hold out the gospel to a friend in my sports club today. In Jesus' name, amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sports club, that God would open a door for his message this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.